I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Afghanistan is home to many cultural and archaeological treasures. Those treasures suffered under the rule of the Taliban. Think of the towering Buddha statues in Bamyan, blasted to bits by the Taliban regime as blasphemous icons. Now some Afghans worry that neglect is destroying what the Taliban left standing. In the western Afghan city of Herat, advocates are racing to get the ancient city center protected as a World Heritage Site. The World's Quill Lawrence reports.
Down the winding streets of Herat's old city, a dozen laborers are digging up the road with picks, shovels, and brooms, excavating to find the street's old paving stones. The men are not just looking for evidence of the past, they're trying to get back to a time when the city worked better.
So they are fixing the level, and the drainage could come from this side.
Daoud Sadiq is an architect working with the Aga Khan Trust for Culture, which is clearing many of the streets in old Herat and repaving them with brick and stone. It looks pretty, but it also means that standing water and sewage will no longer pollute and erode the streets. The trust is also restoring dozens of houses around the city, and Daoud is trying to persuade people that the old, thick adobe walls are better than the new, thin concrete.
Yeah, it's very strong insulation for the heat and also for the cold. During the winter, we had minus 30 degrees of Celsius. But this house, we have no some heater here. The lack of wood and log. So people just using a traditional system, it's very simple. We had a lot of problem in the new modern house.
The craftsmen in Herat are happy to be practicing the old building arts, laying on stucco or baking ornate bricks. But their city is a battleground between the old and the new. Many exiles have come back from Iran and put up concrete and glass buildings, sometimes shouldering aside the remains of old Herat. A glaring example is Herat's 500-foot-tall brick minarets that date to the 15th century. A new city street was recently built, passing right between them. Syed Hussein Anwari is governor of Herat. He recently attended a meeting in Rome with UNESCO. Anwari says that he got some encouragement that the UN agency might soon list Herat as endangered and put it on track to become a World Heritage Site. But the governor's commitment to preservation has not always been apparent. In fact, he closed off the road between the minarets only days before going to the Rome meeting. The problem is that Herat's building boom is eating up the old city, and many politicians and businessmen want a piece of the action, says Julian Leslie of the Aga Khan Trust.
The city is under threat, and ironically, having in the past for it being under threat from fighting and from instability, now it's actually under threat from money. We can't keep the old city as a museum, but if we could just somehow keep some vestiges of the old fabric, it would be really, really special.
Leslie is speaking from the bottom of a majestic building in Herat's old silk market. This was once the city's largest water cistern, about the width and depth of an Olympic swimming pool. It was broken down and filled with tons of trash, but now it's almost ready to become a public meeting space. A brick dome high overhead keeps the space cool for the workmen mixing plaster to complete the walls. Projects like this get praise from public officials, but the same leaders don't always help, says Leslie.
It's tricky. It's a tightrope walk because, on the one hand, if we're very honest about everything that's going wrong, we alienate our core constituency, which is the local politicians and the Heratis. And the city's theirs. It's not ours. So, you know, there's not much point in pointing fingers at them. On the other hand, if we're complacent, as we feel some organizations are, and say, oh, don't rock the boat, there'll be nothing left because it's literally week by month, we're seeing the old fabric disappear.
In the crowded bazaar outside the old cistern, opinions about the Aga Khan Trust are uniformly positive. Anayatullah, a young music student, is taking classes in one of the restored buildings that's now a traditional music school. He says he likes it that visitors can come to see the glory of Afghanistan's past. But he likes the new, tall buildings downtown as well, made of concrete and glass. He's just hoping Herat can find a way to keep both. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Herat, Afghanistan.